Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
So let's talk about Trump. I mean, he is offending a lot of people right now. One is that yesterday he tweeted a picture called of it was a map of the United States, only it included Canada, which Canadians are not happy about, apparently, you know. Then he's apparently going after Greenland, which is currently under the administration, if you can call it that, of Denmark. Also not happy about that. But then he's also threatening Hamas. And yesterday it came out and he said, all hell will break loose in the Middle East if no deal by the time I come into office. And it won't be good for anyone. So, very strong words, right? It's a bit worrying. So joining me right now is Professor Ze'ev Kanin, who's a professor in the Department of Political Science at Bar-Ilan University. And if all hell had to break loose in the Middle East, what would it look like? Good morning, Professor Kanin.
Yeah, I'm with you, and now the connection is much, much better.
Oh, thank you. That's how we like to do it. Okay, excellent. So Donald Trump came out yesterday and said all hell will break loose in the Middle East if there's no deal. He's making a threat to a region that is not calm at the best of times. So what would all hell breaking loose possibly look like?
Okay, let us start with the following. Mr. Trump already put it very clearly that, according to him, America now is conducting two unneeded wars in Ukraine, that means in Eastern Europe and in the Middle East, and it's time to finish even before he will come back to the Oval Study. Just he want to come back to the White House and to join the clean table. Let's start from the very beginning. Just to do what, according to him, in terms of American foreign policy, is going to deal with China, with the Eastern and Southeastern Asia, and so on and so forth. So according to him, the war between Israel and Hamas should be over by the 20th of January. And according to him, the end of the war is release of Israeli hostages. And he promised, as you mentioned correctly, that if Hamas will not respond positively to this demand, they will go to hell. What does it mean, according to Mr. Trump, going to hell? It's a very good question, but we hear from Washington, or at least from the, as it is quoted by Israeli media, that he is going to release to put out all the limitations to provide the IDF, Israeli Defense Forces, with the necessary armament including the heavy bombs. Mostly they're talking about a possible attack on Iran, but in principle it could be used also in the Gaza Strip and maybe in Lebanon in case the Hezbollah will break the ceasefire. So at this moment we understand that Hamas also understood Mr. Trump correctly and believe that they should give some concessions to Israel. However, they come time and again with new demands to Israel and those who are trying to conduct this sort of indirect negotiations between Israel and Hamas. And meantime, we don't know whether Israeli hostages will come back soon. From this point of view, Trump, he is not able to speak according to the law in the United States, like conduct foreign policy now. In the United States, according to their constitution, there are no two presidents in that country. There is only one president until the 20th of January. So at this point, Donald Trump could just provide like to show his intentions, but according to the sources in his close community, like around him, we understand what will be the policy. At the moment, we know just one thing, that Israel will have more liberty to continue Israeli operation in the Gaza Strip than it used to be before. But that's also like what we can guess. We don't really know what is going to be.
So interesting. Do you remember when he sent that rocket into Afghanistan to take out the Taliban who were hiding in the mountains? It was in Afghanistan, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think it was 2018 when he sent it.
True. In principle, we can say that we always know how we start a war or a military operation, but we don't know how we are going to finish it. We never know what will be the result of our intentions, even all different ill elements and possible outcomes, as if it's clear to us at the moment. But if you're talking about Afghanistan, as Mr. Biden, the outgoing president, did just pull out American forces from that country, now we see that that country got one of the most cruel radical Islamist regime in the modern world. The same story, I'm afraid, is going to be in Syria, in spite of the fact that the new government, radical Islamist, Sunni and not Shia, at this moment, government is still talking that are not interested in interfering in into affairs of any other Middle Eastern country or any country at all. Just wanted to have Islamist regime just in one country, which is Syria. Meantime, the trend that we observed while we're talking about Taliban is beginning to develop also in Syria. So for Trump, it's not so easy to predict or to say or dictate what is going to be in the Middle East. But the good news is that he is ready to cooperate with Jerusalem more precisely than it used to be in concern of the previous or outgoing administration.
Right. I mean, it's interesting what's happening with Syria. You know, you put a guy in a Western suit, a nicely tailored suit, and everybody thinks that he's coming in peace. And
absolutely.
And I just think, well, you know, if we're going to be idiots about it, then we possibly deserve what we're going to get. So I'm sorry to sound so fatalistic, but really it's time that the world, you know, wakes up. Anyhow, Professor Cunin, thank you very, very much. I really enjoy speaking to you. I enjoy listening to what you have to say. And thank you so much for your time this morning.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Always at your disposal. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely day. That is Professor in the Department of Political Science at Bar-Ilan University, Professor Ze'ev Cunin.